Carbon is one of the most talked about yet least understood elements on Earth, but a new documentary is set to change that. Co-directed by Dainala Ortega and Niobe Thompson, and narrated by, I'm going to have to try to say that word very well, Succession's Sarah Snook, Carbon, the unauthorized biography, is a new documentary about the paradox of an element that builds all life, but is also set to destroy it. Executive producer Sonia Pemberton joins us now to discuss. Thanks for joining us on Breakfast, Sonia.
Thank you, Jira. It's lovely to be there.
Great. So what can audiences expect from that documentary?
Okay. Well, look, it's a big film. It's a big, spectacular feature documentary that tells a really spectacular kind of story. I mean, most people think they know what carbon is, and they know things like carbon taxes and carbon credits, and they hear all this stuff. But what is carbon? What's it made of? How does it work? How did it begin? What's its journey? Where did it end? And of course, it's got an incredible role in building all of us and every life form on Earth, and also, of course, shaping our planet and shaping our climate, which, you know, given all the news that we have at the moment about floods and fires, etc., this is a very big story. So, but most important, it's kind of an untold story because it's huge, this epic voyage of a carbon atom throughout its existence. And the wonderful Australian actress Sarah Snook, from Succession and other films, she plays the voice of carbon, which is a bit of an unorthodox way to approach it. But she takes us on this incredible journey. And we like to think of it as a visual feast. You know, it travels all across the world, from Mongolia to Alaska, across America, Canada, Australia, across Europe, and spins an epic yarn.
That sounds very exciting. How did the documentary come about?
Well, I'm actually from Perth originally. I went to Curtin and I went to film school there. And I've followed the climate story for a long time. I've made a lot of documentaries, one of them called Crude, The Story of Oil, which was about 10 years ago now. And we wanted to find a new way to kind of explore the idea of climate. And I was just waiting for the right idea. And then our wonderful director and writer, Dainala Ortega, she came to me with this a short story written by an author called Primo Levi, and it was a story of carbon. And I was just hooked. I was just hooked. I realized I thought I knew. I'm a science journalist. I thought I knew what carbon was, but I didn't know so much of this story. And so there were so many surprises and so many links that I hadn't quite considered that we decided to take this on as a film. And that was 5 years ago. That was 2016.
There we go.
So we've been working on this for a very long time. But now it's this big, beautiful film. It has a huge orchestral score and original composition. A really interesting mix of music, actually, from a Canadian composer. And huge visuals. And we just hope it really helps people understand all this chatter. You know, we all hear this chatter. And the other big point was Dainala and I were absolutely clear on we didn't want this to be a depressing film. In fact, one of the reviews in North America said, oh, my goodness, a climate change film that's almost fun, which is a very weird idea. But basically, we wanted to take away kind of the guilt and the exhaustion that we and the overwhelm we can all feel thinking about climate change, and actually instead just try and understand one of the basic elements underpinning it. And as the wonderful scientist Neil deGrasse Tyson says, you know, it's not carbon's fault. You know, it's carbon dioxide. So we take you on this journey to try and understand all of that in a way that hopefully is really beautiful and really engaging.
Yeah, and I know that you want to keep it positive, on a positive note, but COVID-19 has obviously interrupted much of the arts industry, including the filmmaking. So how did the pandemic influence the production of this doco?
Oh, it made a huge difference. I mean, firstly, we had to change how we were going to film it. We changed the visual style because filming across 15 countries just wasn't possible over the last 2 years. So we had to I work with directors and cinematographers all over the world on the ground and direct via Zoom and get cameras into position, like in Outer Mongolia. That was quite a task. So we had to modify that. Obviously, every time we filmed with any of our characters, there were COVID protocols. And here at Genepool, we actually also made another film at the same time called Cracking COVID that went on the ABC. Yep. So we were filming a COVID documentary and the carbon documentary in tandem. Yeah. I don't ever want to be quite that busy again.
So if you've just tuned in, I'm actually chatting with the executive producer of a new documentary. It's called Carbon, the Unauthorized Biography. And Carbon often gets a bad rap, you mentioned it, but the documentary begins with insights into its importance. But why is Carbon really significant?
Well, Carbon's story is an extraordinary story, and one scientist calls it the most extraordinary story in the universe. I mean, she is forged, and we call her she because that's the unorthodox element of this film. Mm-hmm. But she is forged in the death of a star and travels this extraordinary journey to form stars, planets, us, life, DNA itself can't actually happen without carbon because carbon is the ultimate bonding element. Mm. And it's kind of a story of chemistry, but it's a story of kind of scientific wonder as well, because she does so many things. Obviously, she can be a diamond, or she can be the lead in your pencil, or she can be our hair or our muscles. But she can also influence the temperature of the Earth. She is an important element in controlling the thermostat of our Earth. And she can make our planet a hothouse or an ice block, basically. Yeah. So that's critically important. But the story goes beyond that. We were very clear that we didn't want to make a more conventional sort of climate change film. We wanted to go and explain the background to how our climate is shaped, but then go beyond that and go what carbon's end journey is, because, you know, it's kind of amazing. She will outlast you and me. She will outlast our planet. She will outlast our sun.
Mind-blowing.
She's the ultimate recycled element. You know, she just comes back over and over in new forms. But the really key thing, you know, for us is that we got to get that carbon needs places to hide. We have to stop digging her out of the ground as fossil fuel, and we need to give her places to hide, because the more carbon that exists in our atmosphere, you know, the more trouble we're in.
Right. And jumping on that, why are documentaries like Carbon significant as we grapple with the climate emergency in Australia?
I think all of us want to understand. I mean, we've all got an interest in how the world works, really. And the carbon cycle and how the various carbon cycles, multiple, affect everything from photosynthesis, you know, how we get oxygen to breathe, to how our planet forms and the crust of our planet moves, through the shaping of the climate, as I've said, through to every child that's born on Earth and every leaf that forms on Earth. Mm. You know, it's just this incredible story. And I think having documentaries that help simplify what we perhaps learned in high school, and I got to remember that, you know, when I went to high school a long time ago, learning about the carbon cycle was boring. You know, they're really boring. Sorry to all my ex-science teachers. But this, we're trying to take that stuff and make it really interesting and really beautiful. And we give it a narrative, an unconventional, an unorthodox narrative, in order to help the story feel like a story. So you walk away just understanding the gist of it. You know, you understand the big rolling patterns. Yeah. And I guess that's what we want to do more than anything.
Yeah. So, well, I'm very excited now. I want to watch it. So where can people go to watch Carbon?
Well, it starts tonight all across Australia in cinemas, and it's in the Luna Cinemas in Perth and Fremantle, so we're incredibly grateful to them.
Yes.
The Luna at Leederville and the Luna on Essex.
Yeah.
Tonight's its opening night. Please get down there. You know, documentaries don't run for very long in the cinema generally, so we hope people
need to get there
in the next couple of weeks. Yeah.
Yes, wonderful.
And then later in the year, it has a television release as well. And if anyone wants to know more about it, just punch The Carbon Movie into any search engine. And you can go to our website and see screening details and trailers and all sorts of interesting stuff that give you a sense of what the film's about.
Fantastic. So that was Carbon Documentaries executive producer Sonia Pemberton chatting about the creative process and the urgency of the conversation about carbon and climate change. Thank you for that, Sonia.
You can catch
Carbon, the unauthorized biographies, in cinemas from March 31st, which is tonight, at Luna for a limited time. It will be also available on ABC or maybe on television later this year. I don't know if it's ABC exactly, but we'll check out the details on the website for sure, the Carbon movie.